Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join us. You're invited. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
Phones are open as usual. Stuff in the news to talk about. There, I saw some stuff on social media over the weekend where I guess press people, people in the mainstream media news, quote-unquote,
like
business,
normal media people, right? Because we're media people.
Yeah, yeah. We're not quote-unquote journalists. We're opinion people, I guess,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
We don't pretend to be anything but that. The people in the so-called news, of course, pretend to be journalists when they really just want to share their opinion.
And some of them have really are really bad at sharing their opinions.
Yeah, and apparently they've been freaking out, some of them, about this White House Correspondents' Dinner. I saw a couple of images from it, very, very well-attended dinner with, I don't know how many hundreds of people in a large ballroom. I think Joe Biden spoke to them or something like that. I don't know. I don't pay close attention to the goings-on. But you said one of these correspondents was in attendance there, at least one, and absolutely losing their mind.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know this had happened, right? The first thing I saw about it was today, and it was just this Daily Mail article blasting this person for saying that the room was like a horror film, a terrified of COVID Washington Post reporter being mocked for tweeting a photo of the White House Correspondents' Dinner saying that she has a fear of breathing near people, but people are everywhere.
Why would she go?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
Because it was her job or something like that, I guess.
I guess so. She is a Washington Post reporter, but...
But if it's that important to you, why don't you just tell your editor, oh, sorry, I don't feel comfortable going to this location, in the same way that you might want to turn down being sent into a war zone or something, because it sounds like that's what she considers the place.
A Washington Post reporter was slammed on Twitter after she tweeted a photo of the White House Correspondents' Dinner and said that she was afraid of breathing near people, saying that it reminded her of something out of a horror film, which I learned about a movie upcoming, a horror film called...
You've seen a few of these.
Yeah, called Cocaine Bear, coming out next year.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Apparently, what is it about?
It's based on a true story. Well, it's inspired by true events where some drug smugglers dropped off a bunch, like 8 pounds of cocaine or something in the woods, and a grizzly bear ended up finding it and, like, eating it.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's based on that.
So I guess the idea is the bear goes on a crazy cocaine binge and kills a bunch of people in the woods.
Yeah, I think, okay. I'm assuming so. I'm looking forward to it. Before sparking outrage online, Jada Yuan, a politics correspondent at the Post, had shared a picture of herself maskless, smiling, and wearing a peach gown at the distinguished event. So she was there. She was not wearing a mask.
Yeah, not
she
even
was smiling. And 2 hours later, she was on Twitter again to share the unsettling experience of attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which made a comeback this year after having been canceled in 2020 and 2021. This room is like a horror film. No exits. Well, that's
obviously not true.
Yeah, there's no way. That cannot be true. Literally getting trapped between tables. Literally getting trapped between tables. Fear of breathing near people, but people are everywhere. Creeping sense that you're the only one who knows this is insane. And isn't that sort of the common mentality among these people, is that they believe they're the only sane person in a room full of crazy people?
That's what she literally said in that post.
Twitter users rushed to criticize her remarks, deeming Yuan an alarmist and citing that attendees were vaccinated, boosted, and required to provide a negative COVID-19 antigen test. So despite being vaccinated and boosted to get into this thing, you also had to have a negative test.
Wow.
It's almost like the vaccination and getting boosted doesn't, you know, keep you from getting COVID.
Maybe she realizes that, and that's why she was so scared.
It could be, but even though they tested positive, right? Okay, that to me is the, if you test, I mean, if you test negative, yeah. If you test negative, you should be allowed to go, right? Mask or not, or vaccinated or not. You don't have COVID, so what does it matter?
Well, it at least means you didn't have COVID, what, within the last 48 hours or something? It just depends on when the test was taken.
True. Right?
Usually they give you some little bit of wiggle room. I just see a picture of her here. She does look a little on the older side, it looks like.
I haven't seen a picture of her.
Oh, wait, no, that's not her. Sorry.
Twitter users rushed to criticize her remarks. Demi, you on it? Oh, I got into that. Shada, this post was 9 hours ago. Are you okay? Did you make it out alive? Please let us know. One Twitter user mocked the White House Correspondents Association dinner, sidelined by the pandemic the last 2 years, featured Biden as the first president in 6 years to accept an invitation. So, apparently, Trump never went to these things.
Wow.
I can't say I blame him. It sounds tedious and boring.
Yeah.
Vice President Harris tested positive this past week, and Dr. Fauci skipped the dinner for health precautions. The last gala before COVID-19 broke out was in 2019. It featured neither the president nor even a comedian, as Donald Trump refused to attend while in office.
Wow.
What does that mean, even a comedian?
I guess they didn't book anybody, it sounds like.
That sounds like an awful dinner.
Yeah. It sounds like one of those industry things where, you know, it's kind of a who's who. You got to go. If you can make it, you should go because it's about, you know, networking or whatever.
Well, she thought it would be good for her career, certainly, to go to this thing. Otherwise, she would not have gone,
yeah.
Even though she was evidently terrified and trapped within tables in a room without exits the entire time.
Yeah, she looks a little bit older, maybe like in her early 50s or something like that.
She goes on to say that she's been kindly asked not to show up in the office for a week after covering the correspondence dinner, which shows how much faith we all have that this won't be another super spreader, she reported on Friday.
Wow. Imagine still living in so much fear.
I know, man. Drudge Report is all about this stuff. They're like, hey, you know, Delta couldn't come back. It didn't matter when Delta was here the first time.
No.
That's not going to scare people. In fact, she's like, no, Bill Gates is saying the worst of COVID is yet to come. Who cares?
Didn't Fauci just say that it's the end of the pandemic?
Did he?
I thought I saw headlines about that, too. Again, I'm like, I don't pay that close attention. I really just don't pay close attention to it because, I mean, at least here in New Hampshire, it's not affecting us in any way, shape, or form. There's no lockdowns. There's no mask mandates at this point. Anyone wearing a mask is doing it purely for signaling purposes, or, you know, maybe they're actually still that afraid and going out in public. But it's pretty minimal now, thank goodness.
Biden decided to pass up the meal. So evidently there's a meal and then there's
too good to eat with the press corps.
But well, he did turn up later for the program. He planned to be masked when not speaking, but a maskless president greeted award winners on the dais. I don't know what that word means.
I think it's dais or dais. I had to look this up like a year ago. It's like a raised round platform. I don't know if it has to be round. It could just be a raised platform, but it's something that usually we'll see like on a stage to lift somebody up. Somebody special.
Well, evidently, he wasn't wearing a mask. Well, he certainly thinks he's special. Trevor Noah was the host of the event. I'm not terribly surprised by that. He joked about the dinner being the most distinguished super spreader event. For real, what are we doing here? He said. Dude, I'm at a lot. How do they do these mental gymnastics, man? He's there.
Yeah.
Criticizing everyone else for being there.
Wow.
Did none of you learn anything from the gridiron dinner? Nothing. You guys spent the last 2 years telling everyone the importance of masks and avoiding large indoor gatherings. Then the second someone offers you a free dinner, you all turn into Joe Rogan.
That's pretty funny.
It is, but he's there too.
Yeah. Is he like a hard leftist, Trevor Noah? I don't know much about him. I know he took over.
I think so. He took over the Daily Show and like made it not funny anymore. I mean, he likes to think of himself as a comedian. From what I can tell, he's just who's that guy who took over the Late Show? Conan O'Brien,
the fat guy.
I don't know.
Whatever. No, not Jimmy Kimmel.
That's him. The guy who was crying a few years ago while trying to make some point. It was just disgusting, appealing to that sort of woke left. That's what Trevor Noah is.
James Corden.
I don't think so.
Because there was one of them, one of these Late Late Show guys was in the terrible music video with Ariana Grande, which was just a total propaganda piece.
I thought that was Jimmy Kimmel.
No. No, there's another Jimmy, too. They're all just tools for the state.
That's
true.
It was some brown-haired dude named Jimmy. That's all we know.
There's another Jimmy as well. Fallon. Jimmy Fallon. He also did a video with Ariana Grande. because she is like a total tool of the state and the propaganda mouthpiece. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can weigh in here. We got more propaganda on the way. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
Join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. enjoy the features there. We have a social media site. You can go to social.freetalklive.com, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Some of the hosts are there as well, and it's free. It's also not run by some mega big tech corporation. We run the server. It is open source. It's self-hosted. It's federated, which means it's also connected to thousands of other mastodons all around the planet. Go to social.freetalklive.com, and you can do that there. So we were just talking about the U.S. propaganda wing, the mainstream media attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I guess is what they call it. Even though apparently the White House isn't always involved.
That's a curious aspect of this, right? That Trump kept not going. Trump is weird, but it's not the White House itself putting these things on, or Trump would have just not put it on, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I don't know if it's the National Press Club or whatever they call themselves. That, you know, industries have their little clubs, right? So, maybe Free Talk Live, we've been to the Talkers Media conferences over the years until COVID happened, and then New York City went insane, and so we haven't been back in the last couple of years, but that's, you know, kind of like a club. I mean, not a member per se, but it's one of those industry events. You get together and you network, and then you go home. And then maybe if you meet the right people, and then if you're working for like a career or something like that, like this lady was working for the Washington Post, and she met somebody who works with the New York Post, and she wants to move out of D.C. and go to New York, then the connections might get her to where she wants to go. So it's usually one of those kind of schmoozy industry networking things, primarily. That's my guess.
So it's about rubbing elbows, meeting people, that sort of thing.
That's absolutely what it is. I mean, these are businesses that are very, very small, generally. Certainly the press business is smaller than it's ever been, as far as we've covered the newspapers going either completely out of business or cutting back their newsrooms 25%, getting rid of, as they did here in Keene recently, getting rid of an entire edition of the paper. They cut the Saturday paper, and now it's just the weekend edition.
The newspaper as an idea, it's obviously bad. It's obviously flawed.
It's out of date.
Yeah, I mean,
it's an anachronism.
It's learning tomorrow about what happened today when I can just go online right now and learn about what's happening. Not what happened today, but what is happening right now in the world.
Yeah, and it's not something that resonates with younger people in any way, shape, or form, so it's dying off. That doesn't mean journalism or news reporting is going to go away. It's just going to change form. And the new form, it just won't support the same level of weight of employees and structure that the old one did, because, yeah, you can sell an online advertisement, but you can't get as much for it as you could get for an old media advertisement. And the online ads, of course, they expect a lot more from, right? You can target an online ad, or at least the good ones can be, you know, more targeted than others.
I mean, they say that, right? But As we've talked about here on the show before, if I buy something for Amazon, I start getting Facebook advertisements or whatever.
For the same item.
For that, yeah. So lately,
so dumb.
So back in February or sometime, I returned to playing World of Warcraft, and since then, I'm getting advertisements to play World of Warcraft. And that's the opposite of what you want. You don't, like, if they had been targeting me with this in, like, December or January, that would have made sense, right? But they waited until I was talking about having re-engaged it to serve me ads for it, and that's common. And I never noticed it until you pointed it out to me. But yeah,
I can't believe you didn't notice it. It just bangs me over the head.
I just ignore ads, right?
I see. Yeah.
But yeah, once you pointed out that, you know, they only really serve you ads after you've already purchased the service or the good that they are trying to sell you. I'm getting NordVPN ads and stuff like that because I mentioned Windscribe VPN, and it's just silly. If I've already picked a VPN server,
you're not going to jump ship,
right?
Most of the time,
just because yours offers, you know, built-in ad blocking or whatever, I don't care about that.
Yeah. You've got some great criticisms of the current digital ad model, but the reality is that's where things are going. I mean, whether we like it or not, that's just the nature of the advertising business.
I don't think it can sustain itself, though, because, I mean, Activision, Blizzard, whoever, they're not making any money off of those advertisements because they're only being served to people who are already customers.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm not sure the model is sustainable. It looks like it could be, but they've become too focused on targeted advertising. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of targeting, you know, just gamers in general, they're just targeting people who have an interest in World of Warcraft or whatever.
Well, there may still be that. So, I mean, if you're on a video gaming website, then obviously you can buy a general, you know, if you want to advertise your new video game, you go to GameSpot or whatever the current hot video gaming sites are and buy a sponsorship there, and then you'll get all the eyeballs that are going to that site. So there are still are ways to buy digital and hit an entire specific audience, but not do what you're talking about. But that is so common on the internet. I agree with you. I don't think it's a particularly good model. But the point I guess I was generally making is that the old models are going away. And so these events, these industry events, are very insular. It's almost like a closed system. There's only so many thousand people. Incestuous might be the right word for it. There's only so many people that work for ABC, NBC. You know, you fill in the blanks of whatever the companies are, and they kind of move around. So the same thing's true in the radio business, where this one program director works over at Station A in New York City, and then he'll pop up in L.A. after a couple of years. They just are constantly shuffling and moving, but it's always the same group of people. So you go to these conventions, or at least I can speak to the radio conventions. You go to the talk radio conventions, and over the 15 years that I've been going to these things, I've seen the same people again and again. It's just their job titles change and who they're working for changes. So I can't imagine that
do their job titles change in like a general upward trajectory, though?
Sometimes,
like
yeah.
One year they're like, sure, I'm the talk radio host, and the next year they're like, oh yeah, I'm the programming director at this station or whatever.
I mean, that has happened. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
But sometimes it's just shuffling. And
sometimes
it's
you
lateral.
Go from one station to another. Yeah, exactly. One company to another company with similar jobs between them. And that's just the way it is. So I'm sure the press business is exactly the same way. That's why when you meet one guy one year and then you get a good relationship with him, you had a few drinks at the convention and you need a new job, you call him up and maybe he'll give you one. So I think that's what these things are mostly for, because these people don't really want to go and see Biden speak for 10 minutes, right? That's not the reason you go to an event like that.
No.
You don't go to see the speakers.
I wouldn't go to any event to see Joe Biden speak for them. Well, I mean, if he was like, if he wasn't on whatever drugs they give him to make him alert and focused, if I was going to get, you know, the kids love stroking my leg hair Joe Biden,
That's worth watching.
Yeah, I would go to that one.
But you never know if that's what you're going to get, right?
Right. It's like, how much Adderall did they give him today? Is he going to form coherent sentences, or is he going to talk about how... What is that guy's name? Bubba was a bad dude or whatever. I don't remember the name he gave now.
Yeah,
Corn
if you can
Pop,
get
Corn
video.
Pop was a bad dude.
If you can get video of a Biden gaffe, it's guaranteed viral, right? You're guaranteed to get 500,000 views. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, we're going to talk about a little bit about propaganda in a different way. This time, Russian propaganda through broadcast radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are the highest in almost a month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $4.19 a gallon, The price jumped 4 cents a gallon over the weekend, and it's now within a penny of the national average 1 month ago. Prices fell through much of April, but have gone up almost every day for the past week. Homeland Security is asking Congress to fund additional border agents in preparation for a spike in illegal immigration. Yolanda Ramon, the mayor pro tem in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass, is among the growing number of Democrats who are urging the White House to keep in place a public health rule which has been used to expedite deportations. The White House expects the border could see between 10 and 20,000 illegal immigrants a day when what's known as the Title 42 border health rule ends. USA Radio News. Police are searching for a corrections officer who participated in an inmate escape in Alabama. The officer and inmate disappeared together on Friday while the officer was supposed to be taking an inmate to a mental health evaluation. Now law enforcement has issued a warrant for the missing corrections officer for permitting or assisting an escape. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says it's unclear if the officer, Vicki White, was coerced into participating.
Now, whether she did that willingly or if she was coerced, threatened somehow to participate in this escape, not really sure, but we know for sure she did participate.
The NFL wants to move a racial discrimination case by former Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores out of court. Flores is suing the league in which he alleges systematic race-based discrimination in the NFL's hiring practices, when they fire coaches, and in its conditions of employment. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Aria in the studio here tonight. You can comment on whatever's on your mind. We're talking about propaganda. We started out with the story about the press correspondents' dinner and somebody from the Washington Post just freaking out over, I guess, having to attend this dinner where they voluntarily chose to go and then proceeded to have a nervous breakdown about being amongst a few hundred people in a room together.
Well, that's what's weird, right? First of all, you're absolutely right. She did not have to go. But she started out having a really good time, apparently. And then she got really upset. And it's unclear what led from, you know, her smiling and taking selfies to her panicking and saying that there were no exits and she was trapped at the trapped between tables or whatever it was. That nonsense that she said.
Yeah.
Something seems to have, I hate using terminology, but something triggered her, right?
Sure.
So I don't know.
Panic attack, anxiety.
Yeah, I don't know. She just, you know, had one too many drinks, and she was looking around going, oh, my God, there's actually a lot of people in here. Because this happened to me at Louder Than Life last year where, you know, when you're having one of these experiences, you're having a good time, you're not paying attention to the number of people around you. Okay. But then I turned around, and there was just a sea of faces and people front to back. There was actually no room to actually move. And sure enough, straight up panic attack as a result of that.
Really? Like, I would expect that you would be comfortable in a crowd. I mean, you've been to countless concerts.
This was predicated. The reason I turned around in the first place was because it was in the middle of one of the crowd crunches, which is where everyone rushes to the stage, and I was pushed so so far to the front that I couldn't breathe.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, so that was why I was like, turn around, I was going to push my way out of the crowd. Mm. And that was when I saw just this hundreds and hundreds of yards sea of faces and people shoulder to shoulder, front to back. It's like,
just too much for you, huh?
Well, it's either that or, you know, continue not breathing.
Okay.
So push your way out of it. So it sounds like she had a similar experience where she was having a good time, then something happened, and then she turned around and, you know, lucidity took over. She goes, oh, okay, yeah, there's a lot of people here. I'm not handling this okay.
And then she couldn't get out from between the tables, apparently. She said she was, quote, literally trapped.
Yeah, she said there were no exits.
Which is totally not true. Like, you don't get to build a convention center that doesn't have it.
Well, you can't get in if there's no exits, right?
There's always going to be fire exits. There's more than one way to get into any kind of place that's even somewhat modern. So, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think she just had a panic attack or something, and, you know.
And decided to have it on Twitter, apparently.
Yeah, you never want to do that, though.
Let's go to Steven. He's on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Steven.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
What's on your mind?
So, last night, I was headed home, headed to my home, driving my property, and these really weird blue lights get behind me. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm driving home, and this Dodge Charger gets right up behind me to the point that I can't see. So I do the reasonable thing, and I slow down. Mm-hmm. And when he stays right behind me, I do the next reasonable thing, and I get over. And so he blue lights me. I drive down the road to a gas station.
Mm.
And he is on the intercom screaming at me.
Oh God!
I get.
Hold on, before you go on. How long was it between when the blue lights came on and you got to the gas station?
Quarter mile, half mile.
Okay, so it was within sight. It was within visible distance.
And I mean, usually they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually they don't mind that. As long as, you know, you hit your brakes and you put on a turn signal or your hazards or whatever, you make it clear that you're going to cooperate, you're just in a safe place to do it. They usually, in my experience, they tend to not mind that, and sometimes they actually appreciate it.
And it depends on how amped up or how roided out or whatever.
Well, he was clearly roided out. I mean, just like a predator, you can tell. When they get behind you like that, you know they're out for blood, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And that's all the more reason to go to a public place where there's video cameras around and potential witnesses. So I think it was a good move to do that. Tell the rest of the story. Go ahead.
So I get into the gas station, and he walks up. The gun is de-holstered, and...
Did you say de-holstered?
Yeah, the gun is out of the holster.
Okay, got it.
So he's holding it in his hands.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Look,
you getting pulled over right now?
No. Okay. No, I'm not. You can't pull me over while I'm walking, can you? But the gun is de-holstered, and he walks up, and so I do the reasonable thing, right? And my hands are on the steering wheel, and hands are on the steering wheel. I'm having PTSD flashback, guys. And he goes, "Hey, roll your window down." And I looked at him, and the window's like kind of down. He can hear me; it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Here's the deal, man. I'm not moving my hands until that gun is back in its holster."
But just to clarify, did he have the gun pointing at you?
It was at what's called a low ready, so he has his left hand on his chest, his right hand's holding the gun, and it's kind of like canted, and that is so if he needs to shoot me, it takes milliseconds,
right.
Not seconds.
I got you. Okay.
And so he starts barking orders, and I'm like, "Look, dude, not moving." And at one point, he's wearing a polo shirt, and at one point, I'm wondering, is he a real police officer?
Legitimate concern.
Yeah. And so he's not wearing the uniform I typically see them in.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask him for his badge number, and he goes, "Who are you?" And I said, "Look, man, I know you ran my plates. You know who I am. You're acting this way because you ran my plates." And he goes, "Well, I know you don't have car insurance, so this vehicle's not moving.
That's okay.
What are we doing? Like, what's the reason for the stop? He's screaming. Sergeant comes up. Sergeant, like, orders me out of the car. I said, I am not moving, Sergeant, until that gun is in its holster. I said, I have no legal reason to do anything right now. I am under duress. I am afraid for my life. He is threatening me right now with that weapon. I'm not moving. Not happening. And so a bunch of officers come in, and to their credit, they're level-headed. They move him. I'm like, look, I'm not getting out of this vehicle until he's gone. He pointed a weapon in my general direction in the state of Georgia. That is a death threat. I am scared for my life.
So even after multiple other police officers showed up, he continued keeping his gun at the ready?
So he has the gun at the ready, and then they move him away, and then they order him to holster it. But he's walking around the parking lot like a shark looking for blood.
Wow.
I mean, he's a predator. That's what they do.
Yeah. And so he's freaking out, and I go, look, I'm not complying with any orders until I feel that my life is not in jeopardy. And right now, his presence makes me afraid for my life. So they explain to me that I don't have insurance. I show them the paper. They say it's not showing up in their system. And I requested to know the reason for the stop.
Mm-hmm.
In Georgia, they can't run your tag until they have probable cause.
Really?
You have to give them a reason. Yeah.
Okay.
And so you have to do something. Now, that something can be no tail light. That something can be no tag light.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thousand ways they could run it. But I want to know why he ran it. They don't tell me why. I go, look, this is against the law. You're not doing anything else. So what they do, what do reasonable people do? They go, yeah, you're right. We messed up. And they walk away. But no, they're not reasonable.
No, they'll double down.
So they pointed a taser at me, told me if I went back to the car that I was going to jail. Or maybe they said prison. I don't know.
Wow.
And I said, here's the deal. You take my stuff.
Hold on.
And we're done.
We're going to get more of the story. It's pretty intense. And I got to say, I always enjoy a good story of somebody that actually knows their rights interacting with the police who don't care about your rights.
Well, he's alive to talk with us today, so.
That's a good sign. So we'll find out how this thing wraps up in moments. More with Stephen, and your calls and thoughts are welcome at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. We're going to talk about Russian propaganda in the United States on the way here. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
We're going to more of your calls and thoughts, though, to continue with Stephen's call. He had dialed in to tell us about a pretty harrowing-sounding experience with, I don't know if it was county sheriffs, but local cops pulling him over. He had some super aggressive cop riding his, riding his car's butt, and he,
as they do, man.
Sometimes they do, and they get really upset if you don't pull over right away. Or at least that was my experience when I was in the South before I moved to New Hampshire. I had the good fortune of only getting pulled over, I think, 3 times in the few years that I was able to drive before. I don't know, 10 years that I was able to drive in Florida before I left. And one time I had one of these guys that was just riding up on me, and I wanted to pull over at a lighted area or something like that. And this guy started getting really angry and started flashing the lights and started yelling over the PA system, and it was nuts. But we've got Steven still on the line with us here, and you had a similar situation, except the dude in your case actually drew his gun as he approached the car. You said, "I'm not doing anything," when he was demanding you do A, B, or C. You said, "I'm not going to do anything until you put that gun away." And then I guess he called in a sergeant, or you demanded the sergeant be called in. Somebody else comes in, and eventually enough men showed up, the police guys showed up to pull this psychopath away from you. And that's kind of where you left the story off.
Yeah, and so I'll get to how the backup got there later, because it's important. But I look at this guy, I'm like, "Hey, are you even a cop?" And that just agitates him. And so backup gets there, and all this is going on, and so on and so forth. And they tell me that the insurance isn't showing up in the system. So I pull up on my phone the insurance policy, and I show them, "Here's the VIN number. You can check it. Here's this. You can check that. The insurance is valid. Here is the last debit card payment. Like, it's all good. Like, we're not playing this game. We're good. Just leave me alone. I'm going home now." And they go, "Well, it's under our system, and the DDS, Department of Driver Services, is showing you to have
a quote-unquote suspended tag. And I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk in that gas station, and they're going to tell me I can park the car here, and I'll just leave, right? Because y'all are psychos. I told that to the sergeant, and he goes, excuse me? I said, I'm leaving my car here. Y'all are psychopaths. Have a great day. I was a half mile from home. I was going to walk there, have my roommate drive me home, drive back to the gas station, grab the car, and leave, right?
Sure.
And whatever. So he decides that they're going to tow it instead. I said, you don't have my permission to tow my vehicle. They said, we're going to search your vehicle. I said, you don't have permission to search my vehicle.
How can they tow your car if it's not on the side of the road? Is that just a Georgia? Are they authorized to take any car that's got a suspended tag or something?
Officer discretion allows them to take any vehicle they think is a hazard to the roadway, and cars without valid insurance and or suspended tags are hazards to the roadway.
Even on private property?
Even on private property.
Wow.
So I tell them they're not allowed to tow it. They tell me that if I keep arguing, I'm going to jail. And I said, that's real American of you. I'm so happy you're just like Thomas Jefferson. Like, give yourself a medal. Put handcuffs on me. I dare you. I dare you. Let's go. Let's do this. Send me to jail. You haven't seen mean yet. Try me. And one of the officers goes for his handcuffs, and I just stare at him. And the sergeant puts everyone calm. He goes, look, man, we're towing the vehicle. I said, like, no, you're not. No, you're not. They tow the vehicle. In the process of towing the vehicle, they say, and this is important. I have a I live in a state where if you're a combat vet, you get to carry your pistol without the permit. There's a thing on your license that designates you as a vet.
Okay.
So you just show the thing. That's your permit. You're good to go. I said, there's a gun in the car. You're not touching my weapon under no circumstance. Sergeant says, you can't have it right now. I said, you can't have this attitude right now, bro. He gets really upset. I stare at him. They eventually let me take the gun. But when they hand me the gun, they hand it to me with the magazine out and the ammo out of the mag.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as they walk away, I zip it up. Like, I'm not dealing with an unloaded firearm. You're an idiot.
When you say you zip it up, you mean you started loading the magazine and attempted to put the gun back in working order.
I did not attempt to. I did it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if they interrupted you. I wasn't going to presume they let you.
And so I just got done grocery shopping, and I have a bunch of chicken and eggs and different stuff. Not a large shopping trip, but a shopping trip nonetheless. And he, like, the angry cop is heckling me. He's like, who needs that much chicken?
Really?
I assume you have video of this, right?
So yes. And I'll get to that because that's important. I am 5'9" and 138 pounds, soft and wet. I am not a big dude.
Yeah.
And he says something. I go, dude, mutual combat's like illegal in the state of Georgia. Like, you seem really, really angry. If you need to let some of your frustration go, like, come on, I'm ready. And the sergeant gets really upset, and they decide that it's my vehicle's towed, the gun's in my possession, the groceries are in my hands. I go to walk down the road, and lo and behold, who shows up? The lieutenant. The lieutenant pulls over and goes, hey, man, you can't walk home. I look at him, I go,
what the hell?
I go, if you tell me what I can and cannot do one more time, we're going to have an issue. I am not a peasant, and you are not on behalf of the king. And he goes, it's really dangerous. Please get in the car. I need to talk to you. And he says, I came in because of this. I'm off shift. I am in charge of all the road deputies. I said, well, you're in charge of a bunch of nincompoops. I didn't say nincompoops.
Thanks.
Yeah. You kick me off the air real quick. You scream and press the button, and I'm gone. And so the captain is trying to talk to me, and I say, let me ask you something. He goes, what's that? I said, when you ran my tag, what do you see?
And in Georgia, we have a special VA, right? We have a special Veterans Administration, and for some reason that ties into everything. And so they can see that I'm a vet, and they can also see that I've been arrested at a bunch of protests for a bunch of nonsense. And I say, look, man, you know who I am. So let me explain something to you. In about 10 years when you're retired, you're going to look back at all the nonsense, and you're going to realize how much you victimized people. That's what I did. When I left Afghanistan knowing I was the good guy, they were the scum. As I mature as a human, as I think about these things, as I reflect, I realize, no, I went into their backyard with a gun and told them what they could and could not do, kind of like a cop.
A lot of those guys became cops, too.
And, yeah, valid point. And I explained to the captain, you need to think about these things not from a legal perspective, from an ethical perspective. Here's my paperwork. He goes, well, here's the deal. At this point, your car is towed. I see the paperwork. We'll work on this in the morning. I said, fine. I called DDS. DDS said my tag is valid. I called the tow truck company. They have my vehicle. And they don't know how much it's going to cost yet because they have to factor in all the stuff. That's a nightmare. I called the sheriff's department, and they wrote me a ticket for lack of insurance. And I say, hey, I need to talk to the sheriff. Like, we need to have a conversation about this.
Because you have insurance. You showed them the paperwork that shows that you have insurance. And further, the Department of Motor Vehicles says the car is not suspended.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, where's all this going, man? It's a long story.
Well, so I talked to him, and I have a question. I'll skip to the question. How do you not get your car towed? Like, what did I do wrong here? Should I have just driven off? But my thing is, if I drive off, I'm probably getting shot in a slow speed chase.
Yeah, I mean, you get your car towed because these guys have guns, and they're going to do whatever it is that they want to do, and they have the discretion to do so. And
sadly,
that's the end of the story. And if there is more to the story, call us another night and you can tell us the rest of it. But I appreciate it, man. The number 603-283-6160. Pretty intense situation, and I hope that video, I hope to put it online so people can see it, because I love seeing people stand up for themselves, and I appreciate that aspect of it for sure. There's more coming up.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.